Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from an absolutely beautiful day in Bozeman, Montana, blue skies, the sun is out. It's kind of blinding because there's snow, but it's a gorgeous day and I will take all the sun I can get. And this is the weekly energy update for the week of January 9th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead. And I also infuse the show with some positive vibes. So you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And this week, we have the first Mercury retrograde of the year, and that's on Friday the 14th, and it'll be retrograde until February 3rd. And Mercury is the planet of technology and communication, so when it goes retrograde, those two things tend to go a little wonky. And Mercury retrograde definitely gets a bad rap. So sure, when this messenger planet goes retrograde, communication can go haywire. We misunderstand things or we say things that may not come out the way we intended. And our travel plans can have issues in addition to any technology stuff, computers, cell phones, emails don't go through. But its effects aren't as intense as many of us tend to make them out to be. And all this hating on Mercury can be traced back to Nancy Reagan in the 80s. She was totally into astrology, and one of her astrologers she worked with focused heavily on the effects of Mercury retrograde. That, and then thanks to all social media and all the thank you Mercury posts and tweets, we're more likely to blame the planet whenever little things go wrong in our lives. Now, Mercury goes retrograde the most often of any planet, about 3 to 4 times a year. So it's no surprise that it's the one we tend to hear about the most, but there are far worse retrogrades out there, in particular Venus and Mars. So when these two planets go retrograde, we feel it, but that doesn't happen very often. So it's not as talked about. So Venus goes retrograde every 18 months and Mars every 2 years. And remember, right now, we are in a Venus retrograde until the end of January, and we're feeling it. We're reflecting and we're adjusting our relationships, the beauty in our life, our home, our style. We're adjusting our ideas about love and money and values. And this can sound like a total downer because these are a lot of the major things in our life, you know, our relationships, love, money, how we look. But because this retrograde is happening in that hardworking sign of Capricorn, we are taking actionable steps to change what isn't working and needs to be changed for the better. So we are making so much progress right now with all of the things, our relationships, our love, our money, our values. So we tend to overlook Mercury retrograde's positive effects too. This is a time to slow down, a time to revisit, to redo, to rethink our plans and our projects. But in our fast-paced culture, that's kind of seen as a negative. We don't slow down. Oh my goodness, we can't do that. But the truth is that this is giving us a time to fix our projects and our situations that actually need revisions in order to be successful. So let's reframe our idea about Mercury retrograde. Let's think of it as a short break that we're given a few times a year to slow things down and to benefit us. We just can't go full steam ahead every day of our lives. So retrograde Mercury is a part of the natural process. And right now we're getting a chance to rethink and rework our plan and our goals for the year and for our lives. So there are times in life when we really need to think about where we want to go, to rethink things, to get a detailed plan, to revise that plan, to rethink that plan. And right now with Venus and Mercury both retrograde, we're getting that chance. So take it. Allow yourself to slow the fuck down. Take this planning and reflection time seriously, and then make some adjustments to really make forward progress. you know, the change we make now will dramatically make our lives better. So let's use this time to do the behind the scenes work on your goals or to tie up any loose ends. Then we can do our full on launch for the year in February, right after the Lunar New Year, which is on February 2nd. So this is the final month of that heavy, responsible year of the metal ox, which began last February in 2021. And it's also the year of a two-year cycle, which is ruled by the metal element, which is all about infrastructure, organization, clarity, boring stuff, kind of. But on February 1st, we begin the lunar year of the water tiger, and it's a two-year water cycle. So let's think of this January as a pre-launch to 2022, even really like a bonus month of 2021, giving us a little extra time to prepare and ease into the new year. So the best use of this last month of the year of the metal ox is to prepare for the new year. Once again, we're going to tie up loose ends. We're going to put things in order in anticipation of beginning the new year with a fresh start, a clean slate, and fresh energy. So traditionally, this last month of a lunar new year is a time to really do your spring cleaning, even though it's not really spring. And we want to sweep away all of the energy, all of the negative, stagnant energy that has built up over the last year. And honestly, for us, probably over the last 2 years. So this is time to move the furniture and clean the energy out of the dark corners. Okay, I'm talking literally doing that, and also the dark corners of your mind, the dark corners of your thinking, like, you know, I haven't addressed this issue, so I really should think about it more. Right now, we're just preparing for a brand new life. So you're starting to get the picture. This is a time to take your life seriously. Rethink your life, or actually think about your life. Most of us spend more time picking out our paint colors than we do thinking about our lives. So if you want to make significant progress in your life, now's the time to prepare. Slow down, reflect, rework your plan, change things in your relationship with your partner, your friends, your money, your surroundings, the relationship with yourself. And we are so very thankful for the opportunity to do this. This is the year we have been waiting for to make significant improvements to our life. And we're starting by taking our time to plan and get it right. So if you would like some help getting your energy straight or clarity really about where you're headed, this is the last week of my sale. So you get an hour astrology reading, an hour Akashic Records reading, and an hour talking to your spirit guides and balancing your energy with me for only $300. Or you can just do an hour Akashic Records reading and me for $200, or an hour astrology and reading with me for $200. So I'll put a link to these in the show notes, but you can also get always more info on my website, abundology.com. So take advantage of this Mercury retrograde. Let's shift our thinking around it. We think about the positive of everything else. Why wouldn't we think about the positive of Mercury retrograde? That is just giving us permission to slow down, take a break, rethink things, rethink our lives, get our shit together, you know, really get ready to launch ourselves and forward in huge steps after February 3rd, when we have that Lunar New Year. So have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening. If you like the show, please, you know, like it, comment, follow me, all that good stuff. So have a great week, and I will talk to you again next week.